Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. I'm about to yawn.
Ugh. Are you all right?
All right. I'm fine.
You gonna make it?
I think so.
All right.
Some nights I get a lot of sleep. Some nights I get like zero sleep.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Did you want to talk about when we went to see Batman Forever?
Yeah. Because we got to see another one of those Fathom event screenings.
Mm-hmm. We're not doing Batman and Robin. Fuck that.
That movie's
terrible.
No, we're good.
I mean, Batman Forever was not good. It had been a really long time since I'd seen it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I have a place in my heart for that movie because, I don't know, there's just something so campy and ridiculous about it.
Well, the soundtrack is also really good.
The soundtrack's great. And of course, it came out when I was like, 15 or whatever. And it was the first Batman I ever saw in the theater and whatever. But there were a lot of things I didn't remember about that movie, even though I own it on DVD.
Right, right.
I forgot how fucking horny for Batman Nicole Kidman is the whole time.
She's nonstop.
Oh my God. It's like the second he walks in, she's just like, hey, what the fuck?
Right.
I'm like, wait, what? Like, it does. There's no build. It's just like zero to fuck town.
Well, because she just showed, like, it's. So she's there in the right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And they're
also, her presence in this movie makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, she is completely unnecessary because she does nothing.
Well, she does nothing, but not only that, but like literally the reason they give for her character to even be on site when Batman shows up doesn't make any sense.
I usually feel that they don't.
Why would you bring a civilian into this? Oh, but the Commissioner Gordon is completely useless.
Well, yeah.
And he gets more useless as these movies go on. So he's at maybe 3% usefulness.
I feel like it was kind of intentional where they're just like, well, here's a policeman. I guess he's...
Commissioner Gordon exists in the comics, therefore he exists in these movies.
People will be wondering where he is.
But literally his whole job is just to call Batman. There should not be any other policemen in this movie.
There's literally that one scene where he's sitting there with the light in the air, light in the sky, and he's just like, he's not coming. Bang.
I guess we're just not gonna solve crime tonight. Like,
crime
we're not gonna
rain.
We forgot it, I guess we'll just go into the fucking police station and have some cheap coffee because like nothing's gonna get done.
I hope there's donuts left.
The Batman shows up and he's like, yay!
He's so happy.
He's
like
an 11-year-old boy who just fucking saw a truck.
He sees the Batwing fly by.
Man.
He sees the Batwing fly by and like he's high-fiving the other cops and stuff. And I'm like, you suck.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the literally most useless commissioner. I don't know. Maybe to date, I can't really say. I don't remember what he was like in Batman 66. So.
What do you mean like the Batman commissioner?
Yeah, I can't say if that is a more inept commissioner.
I feel like he was probably more, I don't know. I mean, at least from what I remember, I feel him being.
I don't remember.
Adequate.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, absolute waste of space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why does Gotham even bother having a police force?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
It just should be Batman.
But there's a lot of boobery in this movie.
Oh, there's so much dumb shit. And I mean, I realize the Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, he's trying to out Jim Carrey, and they're like, therefore, he is chewing all of the scenery. Just. All of it.
Well, it's like he has fucking Tourette's or something.
Yeah,
which
no,
I'm not trying to be
no,
like
and
that,
he's
but
not really like it's not really Two-Face's character.
Yeah.
He's just off the wall. But at the same time, I get what he's trying to do.
Right.
And I do appreciate it, even though it is a ridiculous performance.
Maybe
because I love Tommy Lee Jones.
Check.
I just love him as an actor in general. So I'm just kind of like. Oh, maybe I'm just giving him a little bit more benefit of the doubt than he deserves in this role.
I was looking at that. I was going to wait
what
until.
What the fuck?
Is that a roach or is that
a moth?
A moth.
It's not a roach. Gross.
I don't know.
Moth. Leela, kill it.
We need Mothman.
Oh, dear. It's a little early for Miller Moth season, but that's what that is. There's a moth
guys
on our wall.
Are we going to be able to continue the podcast in the presence of the moth?
I mean, it's fine. The moth is fine. It's not a big deal. It just didn't realize that they were already out and about. Because usually you see them, you know, because that's the thing. In Colorado, so the Miller moths migrate.
Mm-hmm.
And Miller moths are these big, gross moths like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they migrate through Colorado every summer, like early summer. And to the point where, like, when you're driving, usually at dusk, like around stoplights, there's a bunch of sparrows that like hang out there because the Miller moths will like hide in cars.
Okay.
And then once you stop, they come out and the sparrows will fucking dive bomb you. It.
Oh, it's a good sparrow in here.
Yeah. Leela, kill that.
Well, we will be in the presence of the Mothman prophecies.
I guess. Jesus.
Whatever that fucking movie is.
I didn't even see it come in.
I'm just sitting there. I'm just like,
we were grilling earlier. It must have come in when we were going. Oh, you know what? It went. We had the door open because we had the cats outside.
Oh,
that's why it came in and I didn't even notice.
Oh dear, moths. So I was gonna point out, so there's this story I read years ago. So back in the Buffalo News, I don't think they still have it, but they used to have like in the like late 90s, early 2000s, used to have like the hip teenager magazine insert.
Uh-huh.
Or a hip teenager like insert like every like Tuesday or something like that called Next. And it would have, you know, sometimes it would just report on like stupid shit for like, you know, that teenagers and kids of my age, you know, teenage people of my age at the time would be into. They would have like a celebrity gossip thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories was about how some woman saw Tommy Lee Jones in like a Toys R Us.
And like, Buffalo?
No, not in Buffalo. I think it just like it was like a nationwide thing.
Just in general.
So just like somewhere, wherever he was. And she like tried to talk to him and he was like rude to her. And
well, you're bugging Tommy Lee Jones in a Toys R Us.
Was he just sitting there going, jack, 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 jack? I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, like, he's probably in a Toys R Us with his fucking kids and some ladies trying to, like, talk to him. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him.
What if he was alone?
That'd be, I mean, like, buy something for his children?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Did you know he went to Harvard?
Yes. I thought he went to Yale, but I know.
Oh, was it Yale? Okay.
He went to an Ivy. I know that. And yeah. I thought he was, wasn't he, like, Al Gore's roommate?
That's right.
So maybe it was Harvard. I don't remember where Al Gore went. But yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, but him is Two-Face.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Because there's a lot of things where he's just randomly just going,
Well, that's what he's at 10, and he never goes, you know, that's it. There's nowhere for him to go but higher, like to 11, basically.
Yeah. And Jim Carrey is just, you know, full-on Jim Carrey, yeah, you know, Jim the height Carrey of his powers. Just,
I feel
say.
Like there is a lot of parts of this movie that were probably improvised because Jim Carrey was just being Jim Carrey.
Right.
And like that kind of, it doesn't work in this movie.
No.
Like you can get an actor like that. Like, you know, Robin Williams would do that in a lot of his roles, but those roles were a lot different. And like Jim Carrey could do this if it was The Mask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it doesn't really work here. And like, because it doesn't work for who the Riddler is either.
Yeah, he's way over the top. I mean, I understand like Frank Gorshin as the Riddler had his own, you know, quirks and stuff and, you know, portray the character in a certain way and stuff like that. But this is just like,
well, they both play complete lunatics.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, both of these characters in real life would be complete lunatics because you're running around in a fucking costume. But at the same time, like, they have their little nuances.
Yeah.
You know, Two-Face is more like a crime boss.
Right.
Who's like, you know, kind of like a bad dude who has like a dual personality. Where the Riddler is a very smart guy who's just really into puzzles and fucking with people. But they both in this movie, they're just both crazy, like circus performers running around screaming at each other. And that's literally all it is.
I've never really enjoyed the Riddler.
I don't really enjoy the Riddler either. But I've never been really big into him. But I don't know. He makes more sense in the older comics, I think, than he does today.
Yeah, he's a really outdated villain.
He really is.
And I know that people are
like
still
worse
finding
worse than the Joker.
Yeah, like even like him being like in the Gotham series. Like, yeah. I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, whatever. He's just a crazy ass, you know, medical examiner on that show.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people are just like, oh no, this is perfectly fine. He's very good at his job. And he's just like,
oh, you know,
freaking out over everything. But, you know.
Oh, she sees it.
Oh, our cat finally sees the moth. Okay, well, let's see how this goes, guys.
She just started meowing and she walked away. Thank you so much for your help.
So that is a ridiculous movie. There really was something else I was going to say about. Well, there's a few things I was fascinated by.
How bad Val Kilmer is in this role.
Yeah, he's not very good.
He's very flat.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because we talked about in like Batman Returns, where that is a movie full of everybody giving a great performance.
Right.
This is a movie full of people giving insane performances or wooden performances.
Or barely a performance.
Or barely a performance. Like, Val Kilmer is just barely a performance the entire time.
Yeah.
He just showed up, he's like, I'm Batman. No, Dick, you don't want to be Batman. You still have a choice. Alfred, I'm going to be Batman today.
Well, Ralph Garman in the beginning was like, you know, when he addresses the film, he's like, well, Joe Schumacher picked him because he saw him in Tombstone.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Tombstone.
I've never seen Tombstone either.
But I mean, he's, you know, but Val Kilmer is boring as shit.
Oh, he's so boring.
In this movie. I mean, I know I've seen him in other movies where I've enjoyed him.
Yeah, he was great in Top Gun.
Actually, I would prefer if he was acting more as he did in Willow.
Oh, okay.
As Mad Mardigan or whatever his name is there. Which, by the way, great NES game. He's just a dud of a Batman. And
yeah,
I'm surprised
really
that they didn't have him stick around. I'm not surprised, I mean.
Yeah.
But there's other few things. I guess just the logic leap of what the idea is that Riddler and Two-Face get together.
Uh-huh.
To like, oh, by the way.
Because Riddler was working for Wayne Tech.
Yeah.
And he was doing some weird shit with brainwaves, and he got fired.
I like how, real quick, in the movie, Bruce Wayne's like, all right, I'm here to go look at all the desks of all the nerds.
Yeah.
Which for some reason is on the very top floor instead of the basement. Usually those things are in the basement.
Been the basement, but then that guy could have jumped out the window.
Right. Well, they had to have a big gothic church window, you know, where the scientists work. But fucking, you know, but I like how everybody's got like these modest desks and like the Riddler's just got like this gigantic contraption.
Oh, yeah.
Which everybody is just like, because Ed Begley Jr., who was surprised Ed Begley Jr.ing in this movie, very much welcome. He plays the Riddler's boss. And when he has a mustache.
Yeah.
And he shows up and, you know, he's just kind of like just giving, you know, the Riddler the what for and stuff like that. And I'm like, how have you not fired this fucking guy already? I mean, look at all this shit. I mean.
Also, the minute Bruce Wayne walks in, like, it's obvious that the Riddler is obsessed with him because he thinks Bruce Wayne will understand him or whatever. But Ed Begley Jr., like, has no time for it. He's like, we've talked about this, Ed. You suck, Ed. Like, the whole time he's already like, and that's why you're right. Why hasn't he fired this guy already? Because this whole him being a fucking weirdo is not new.
No.
He's talked to him about it and the dude is over it. Uh-huh. It's not even like, dude, Ed, I told you you'd get one more chance and man, you're making this real hard for me. It's literally just like, I hate you. I cannot stand you. Yet for some reason, you're still here.
And apparently like Jim Carrey or the Riddler doesn't understand how HR works.
No.
Because he's just like, you hired me personally because your name was on the offer sheet or whatever. And it's like, you got hired by a fucking, not like Bruce Wayne hires all of his people personally.
Right.
It's
kind of like when the CEO comes and gives a speech to like your group during an open, like a town hall for the whole thing. They're not doing it to talk to you. This is like what they do.
I just thought of some great crossovers.
Batman town hall.
Batman undercover boss.
Oh god, that'd be like, you remember that SNL where they did like what's his face from Star Wars undercover boss?
Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Adam Driver.
Yeah, that's right.
That was actually really funny.
Yeah,
that was a good bit. I was just thinking about this too. For some reason, Batman is also the boss of Theranos. I don't know. Oh, or yeah. Bruce Wayne is also the head of Theranos. Like
Bruce Wayne as oh, man. Elizabeth Holmes.
Is Elizabeth Holmes. Or he's like the, I mean, he's like the as, chick that's with Elizabeth Holmes. Or the guy.
He is as, oh God, that Sunny guy.
Sunny.
I mean, he's as delusional as Elizabeth Holmes if you really want to get straight down to it.
My machine is called Waynanos.
Well, I mean, he dresses like a fucking bat and he runs around the city punching people. Actually, I mean, how much different is that?
Elizabeth Holmes dresses like Bruce Wayne. So maybe...
Oh, 100% Elizabeth Holmes. There's so many black turtlenecks in these Batman movies. I just don't.
And she uses a fake voice like she Batman does.
Much like Batman. That is correct.
Where's Wow?
Oh, oh shit! Is Elizabeth Holmes Batman?
Theranos is canon. Theranos number one.
Oh shit! Maybe that's why like her product didn't work because she was too busy running off like punching like homeless people in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Was there anybody dressed up like a bat during that? No, time?
There was Bat Kid. Wasn't that in San Francisco?
That sure was.
Oh, Bat Kid grew up to be Elizabeth Holmes.
Is it in San Francisco?
I think it was San Francisco.
Bat Kid was, but there are actual real life.
No, well, there was a guy in Portland, I think.
That's what I was trying to remember.
His name was like Vengeance Jones or something.
Yes, I think that's right.
Or Phoenix or something.
Phoenix Jones, maybe.
Phoenix Jones, that's right. His name was Phoenix Vengeance Jones.
Actually, I like Vengeance Jones.
Why is there no Vengeance Jones?
Yeah, and everybody thinks that guy's a fucking lunatic because he is.
Well, yeah, because he's just because he's like, I saw the movie Kick-Ass. Or actually, I think it was before that. Are you looking up Vengeance Jones?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
Vengeance Jones
Phoenix
is.
Phoenix Jones.
Phoenix Jones.
And Purple Rain.
Oh, is there Purple Rain?
Who's a huge Prince fan who are, quote, real life superheroes. Oh, Purple Rain. Phoenix Jones and Purple Rain are a husband and wife superhero team in Seattle.
Are they still active?
I can't imagine they're still active. This is from 2013. They must be broken by now.
Purple Rain, I thought it was for a second. I was like, Velveteen Dream?
Yeah. Just, I really love Prince.
So,
okay, so apparently there's a couple. Let's see.
We'll look up and see about Bat Kid and.
I'm looking right now, but this is from 2013. So apparently there's somebody called the Crimson Fist who lives in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Zeta Man from Portland, Oregon.
Why are they up in Portland? Why do they all have headshots?
Geist from Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, I think I was like Rochester, New York.
Some guy just named Superhero for Clearwater, Florida. An ex-pro wrestler turned superhero. Nyx. She's a New York superhero.
Stevie Nyx.
The Statesman. He's a UK guy.
Okay.
Life. Whatever. New York.
For a second, I thought you could say Lice.
Yes, Lice. DC's Guardian for DC. Phoenix Jones for Seattle. And Thanatos.
Theranos!
Of Vancouver, Canada.
Oh. Do you have any Denver ones?
Not that I'm assuming all these people are dead now.
I mean, right?
You have to be.
Anyways, Bat Kid is Elizabeth Holmes. As Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the lesson I learned from the Batman Forever.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, we went to go see Garbage last night.
We did go see Garbage, the band.
Yeah. No, we just went to see some trash.
We didn't just go look at trash. We went to see Garbage, the band.
Yeah.
Last night, which, you know what? Surprisingly, I've loved Garbage ever since I was like 15 when that album came out. However, I'd never seen them before. So,
and somehow, still in 2019, this band is still active.
Still touring. So we went to go see them at Summit Music Hall down in Denver. And I was happy to see Garbage. I was not happy to just be at a concert.
Yeah.
I used to go to shows all the time when I was younger. But I don't know. I don't know if my tolerance for it has just... lessened or whatever, but yeah. I just can't. There's too many fucking people.
Yeah.
And some guy like shoved me, man. I always should have tripped that guy. Like, he just came out from behind me trying to squeeze through the crowd and literally just like shoved me. And I really should have tripped that motherfucker, but I didn't think about it until it was already over.
Ugh.
But I mean, like, what the fuck, dude? Just say excuse me. It's cool.
There's a lot of rude people at shows.
It was just really, there's just so many people and you're getting bumped and then it's hot. you know, Sean and I are tall, so it doesn't bother us to, like, stand in the back. But, of course, there's this, like, pushy short lady being like, I'm short. I need to get in the front. I'm like, then you should have showed up fucking early, bitch. Like, don't bother me.
Yeah, right.
I showed up early, and I'm not even standing close to the front. I'm off on the side.
Yeah, I know. You're standing, like, way back. Like,
because we're tall.
Like, yeah, no, but this short woman's like, I'm standing way back, but I need to be up front. And I'm like...
like, shoving her way through the crowd, being like, I'm short, excuse me, I'm short, excuse me. Like, telling everybody how short she was. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, lady. Again, if you want to be up front, show up early.
Right.
Stop fucking bothering me. I got really irritated.
She was 2'5".
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't that short.
No, she wasn't.
She was only like 5'3". I'm like, you ain't that short.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it was a little bit irritating. And the sound system wasn't great in that venue.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to see a little bit of garbage.
Well, we did get to see him and it was fun. And what we saw of them was great. Of course, we left early because
we're old.
We're old and I don't like crowds.
We're old and we're impatient.
Yeah, I really am.
I that's kind of one of those things when we got there and we were waiting for the show to start.
Yeah.
Like just the whole show. And we're sitting there and I think I just look at you and I'm just like, we're just both like, why did we do this?
Right. That's exactly what happened. Because you know what sucks? Like, so we go down there, took the train in to town. Went to this nice, like, rooftop brewery, had some nice dinner, drank some beer.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. And then across the street was a barcade.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, well, we got time because doors are at 7. Obviously, no one's going on stage till at least 8 o'clock. Like, we don't need to just hang out. So we went to the barcade. We played some pinball.
Yeah.
Some, you know, Sean played Contra or whatever.
I played some Contra. I played some 1943. I played the Ghostbusters arcade game with some good jams.
Yeah. I mean, we had a good time, and that was a lot of fun. Like, I had a lot of fun doing that. And as soon as we got into the venue, I was like, why the fuck are we even here?
It's like, shit, we gotta go to the concert?
Yeah, now we have to do this concert, but I would have been happy just hanging out, drinking these beers, and playing this pinball game, because I was doing really well in the Simpsons pinball game. Because I like pinball, I was having a good time, and I was like, oh, I would have been fine to do this for the rest of the night. Why am I going to a concert?
Yeah.
I don't like people, and I don't like crowds.
Yeah.
So.
But we did, at least I got to see a few top jams from Garbage.
I mean, Shirley Manson sounds great.
She sounds great.
She sounds amazing.
Towards the end, when we were about to leave, I think she was having problems with her monitor.
You could tell. She kept fucking with her ears.
Yeah.
I could tell the whole time. I was like, oh, her monitors must be fucked up. So, yeah, so she was having some issues with her monitor, but she still sounded great.
Do you know how high tech now the monitors are for performers?
Oh, I'm sure they're crazy high tech.
They've got like stuff that you can put in your ears that like you could barely see.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome. I learned that from a great podcast, The History of New Music with Alan Cross. You talked about that, but yeah, that's apparently how it is. But yeah, she was having trouble and she was kvetching. But
yeah, she's like, every time I come to Denver, I have problems.
Yeah, but they seem to have a good time up there and rocking out and played. Yeah. Got to see Number One Crush. That's a good song.
Yep, they broke into some Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode.
Yeah,
so that was fun. We got to hear Special.
Supergirl.
No, they also played. Did they play Vixen?
Oh, I don't know that one, but maybe they did.
Oh, no. It might have been. I know that whole first album, and they definitely played the first song off the first album, and I can't remember what it was called.
Okay. Yeah. See, I only remember like certain Garbage songs. Like, I'm kind of a Fairweather Garbage fan.
No, I mean, that first album for me was just so fucking life changing. I loved it so much.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that being.
I loved it. Yeah.
I can see 15-year-old Jen being seriously affected. So I have to go back and revisit some Garbage.
Yeah.
The band, not just like the stuff I generally watch. And
yeah.
Read
you're just going to have to go outside and like stare at our Garbage.
Or just read the combo collection that we have.
Do you see that?
Oh, she's not.
Kill it.
It's too high. All right, guys. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our book for this week, and hopefully our moth will be gone.
Which is the hottest Marvel character?
Iron Man.
Ant-Man. I can't decide between Professor X and Magneto, so both.
Loki.
Is Wolverine Marvel?
What about White Tiger?
What about White Tiger?
Doc Samson.
Who's he?
Star Fox.
That's a video game.
The girls go on a journey to determine every Marvel character's hotness in Ohotmu or Not, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe podcast you didn't know you wanted. Available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Conan the Barbarian, number 138 from September 1982.
And just a quick moth update. Our cat ate it. She got it. As soon as it started flying, she got it.
The moth has been compromised to a permanent end.
Yeah, it really has. She got it. It took her like 2 minutes. She was done. She was like, got it, chomp. And I was like, oh, all right.
So that guy I follow, that catatonic youths
yes.
on Instagram, I think I've talked about this on the show before, but if you don't follow this guy, and if you're a fan of like the dumb new metal shit that I talked about on this past, or just dumb shit in general, you should follow him. But he had a compilation, just like a few videos of people of rock stars announcing, or like just announcements of Bin Laden being killed. And they had the one from the wrestling pay-per-view where John Cena was like, do you remember this?
Maybe.
You don't? Oh, I thought you remember this. So it was like, I think it was the one where he wrestled Brock Lesnar when Brock Lesnar first came back and we were watching it.
Okay.
And after the match was over, like John Cena like gets on a table and he goes, just want to tell everybody, you know, because we love America or whatever he says. And he says, Osama bin Laden has been compromised to a permanent end.
Oh, God.
But then this guy also has a video of Perry Farrell on stage just being like, hey guys, Bin Laden's dead. You know?
Oh my God.
And then
that's, you know what that reminds me of? So when I graduated from college, I graduated in December, and John Hickenlooper, who is now running for president, was the governor at the time. I think he was the governor. I don't think he was the mayor first, but he was the governor. And he gave the commencement speech at my college because my college is cheap. And the day I graduated college was the day they caught, or maybe not the day, but a few days around the time where they caught Saddam Hussein.
Oh, okay.
So he's given this speech and you can tell that he like ran out of steam towards the middle and he just goes, well, we got Saddam. Like, what?
How is that on? Is that on video somewhere?
Oh,
because
God, maybe. I just remember being like, what is even happening right now?
At Catatonic Youths. Yeah,
pretty much. John Hickenlooper.
Oh, that's right. We got to talk about
we got a book to talk about.
We got to talk about Conan.
The Barbarian.
Somehow, this is our first ever Conan the Barbarian.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We don't really have a lot. I think the only other one I've ever owned is a book called Conan the Adventurer that was a short-lived series in the 90s that was out for some reason. I think we bought it at like the Wilson Farms or the CVS
sure.
in Buffalo. We were just like, I guess we're buying comics now, and that was something we bought.
Sure.
Because it was like, you know, you had comics on the stands and then, you know, in the stores, but they weren't always there, you know? You only had, like, a select few. You had to go to the comic book store, you know, which eventually I started doing. But yeah, that's the only other Conan comic I've ever had. I've never gone out of my way to read The Savage Sword of Conan or the Conan, King Conan.
Yeah, I never really had much interest in Conan the Barbarian.
I've never actually seen the movies.
I have not either. I've seen clips, obviously, but yeah. I've never seen the actual movies.
I've never had the patience. I don't know why, because it's, you know, I'm pretty sure I would enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I never watched any of that stuff. I think the closest I got to like maybe one of these was like Young Hercules. Do you remember Young Hercules?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. I think that was probably.
Wasn't that Brian Gosling? Brian Gosling, wasn't he in there?
I believe it was him. I'd have to look it up, but it was somebody who's now really famous.
I think it was Ryan Gosling.
I think you're right. And we used to watch that, but I think that's like the closest I ever got to that like Conan-ish warrior dude type thing.
Right, right.
Was that?
Yeah, no, I've never really fell in line with that sort of stuff. Like, I mean, I've never watched Hercules the show.
No,
you know, I just.
With Kevin Sorbo?
Yeah, never watched that. Never watched Xena. Never really watched...
Yeah, none of these, like, yeah. warriors and loincloth things.
I mean...
Which is what the category I'd put Conan into.
I do like the Beastmaster.
Conan. Sorry, it's not Conan, not the talk show host. It's Conan.
Whatever. Conan, Conan. You know what we're talking about. We're not talking about a giant Irishman.
Nope. Who now has a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, he's given up. Whatever.
Evolution of Conan O'Brien is quite interesting to watch.
It is, actually. He kind of went from being...
He's doing, like, things other late night show hosts have not done.
Which is fine.
Which is not just the podcast, but I mean, like, he's changed up his show format, and he did, like, he was doing a lot of abroad shit, and so the question is, like, now what's he gonna do? Like... after he eventually gives up the show game.
Right. I mean, I'm certain as far as financially, he doesn't really have to do anything.
No. But, he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, but he can sit there.
He would want to.
Yeah, he could sit there and just produce stuff.
Because he even went on tour. Because he wasn't a stand-up. He was always a writer, and he, like, worked on jokes and shit and, like, had a stand-up tour. And
yeah.
With, like, a bunch of other comics. So, anyway, we're not talking about him. We're talking about this comic, Conan the Barbarian.
Right.
And there's a guy... on the cover, Conan with a sword, and he's cutting a dragon.
Conan has a lot of clothes. I always thought he had less.
Yeah, and I always pictured him as a blonde, too. And I don't know if that's because of Hercules or if that's because of the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Arnold was a dark-haired guy.
I always picture him with lighter hair.
Do you remember
it's
the...
It's lighter than mine.
What? This one or just...
No, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
So that's why
But he's not blonde.
Dirty blondish.
Schwarzenegger's not dirty blonde.
Mm.
My hair, how are you?
It's okay. Very, very, very light brown. I don't. Anybody whose hair is lighter than mine is blonde.
Get in the chopper.
And I've got extremely dark hair. So
get to the barber.
Everybody's fucking blonde.
My hair is blonde. I need a brunette.
Everybody's a fucking blonde, okay?
Dye my hair. How are you? So no, but he is a this Conan is very much a jet black haired man.
Prince Valiant hair.
Do you remember that Conan movie that came out in like 2012 or something like that? 2013?
No.
Jason Momoa was Conan?
No.
And like Rose McGowan was in it. She played like the evil sorceress.
No, yeah. I don't remember that at all. But I feel like it would be something I would watch because I like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's something.
I'm sure he was shirtless a lot.
I am certain he was. I'm certain he was doing quite well.
Probably getting fit in his fucking jeans or whatever. Anyway, we already had this conversation.
What about Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the
gym.
That's right.
Like tight ones.
Yeah, he's a jean wearer. Yeah, jean gym wearer.
Because he doesn't give any fucks. That's why.
Yeah. Anyways, on the cover of this Conan the Barbarian, Conan is fighting a bunch of
monsters,
demons, whatever have you. And
there is a lady hanging from the ceiling by her feet.
Yes.
And he's just fighting. Like a dragon. Just basically monsters.
Yeah. So the story's called Isle of the Dead.
Yeah.
And basically Conan...
Riding a white horse,
yeah.
Being large, comes across what he thinks is a lad.
Well, no. He sits there and he hears a bunch of noises.
Yeah.
And he goes, that scream sounds like a gutted horse and something else sounding of a striking blade.
Sure.
He says, a briganding, perhaps? What's a briganding?
I would have to Google that, and I'm not going to.
Stay stupid, friends.
Yeah, that is the fucking tagline of this podcast. Stay stupid.
Stay stupid. So
you don't learn shit from us. So he...
Oh, apparently it's something with gold, because he's like, where is brigands? There's gold, and I want gold.
Brigands?
Brigands.
Brigands.
Joe Brigands. Is the host of your
Joe Brigands.
Joe Brigands. Briganz. Brigands. Joe Brigands. Host of the
Drag Race
Review. Anyway, so he comes across this woman or this girl, or he looks like a boy, but it's
Brigand.
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 A member of a gang that ambushes and robs people in the forests and mountains.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like something goes on here. Man, using words I don't know. I took the GRE. I should know this word. Anyways.
I don't think that one was on the Jerry.
Anyway, so this girl who thinks it's, he originally thinks it's a boy, she's a...
Well, he comes across, so he charges off to find, like, see what's going on. And he comes to a bog in which there is what he thinks is a lad up to his waist in, like, muck, fighting a giant crab.
Yeah, big
just
crab.
In the middle of a fucking forest. He's like, what the hell? It's a crab in a forest, but I gotta help this kid. So he, like, jumps in and he starts chopping. Not that this kid isn't... he's doing all right. He's, like, cutting off legs and shit. So...
the poor horse gets murdered.
Yeah.
You get some horse murder in this book.
Not yet, though.
Yeah, it's right here. See? Dead.
Oh, that her horse gets murdered. Yeah, I thought you meant his. I was like, oh, I didn't think he died. So there's horse murder, and then they kill the crab, at least chop off all of its legs, and pulls him out of the muck, and he's like, oh man, lad, how you doing? And she's like, I'm not a lad, I'm a lady. And he's like, oh man, a lady, you're this lady that I know.
Palesia. She's so she is, apparently he saved her four issues earlier from a falling boulder.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just like the printing on this book, but her eyeballs look weird like every single
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I think it's just the color.
It's just the color and like the way that this was printed, maybe not on the best paper or whatever.
Yeah, it was like today too.
Yeah, or the reprinting, because her eyeballs are all, just every time you see them, they're jacked. She kind of looks like a snake lady.
Oh, man. Actually kind of fits this book.
Yeah. So he's like, come on, lady. I'll take you to wherever you're going. Where is she going?
Well, she is going to apparently figure out what the hell happened to her father.
Yeah.
Who was betrayed by the snake goddess Ishiti.
Sure. Ishiti. We'll go with Ishiti.
Well, how else would you say it?
I think it's like Ishtar or something, isn't it?
It's Ishiti. Ishiti? Ishiti?
Sure. Ishiti.
Ishiti?
Shitty.
Shitty.
So I gotta go find out about Shitty Snake. And so he's like, cool, hop him on my horse. And as she does that, this like octopus tentacle like pops up out of the ground.
Yeah, now all of a sudden we got a fucking octopus.
And so it like grabs them and it pulls them back in. And all of a sudden everything turns into water. And Conan is like, it's not real. And she's like, it feels really real. I'm getting pulled under.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm getting fucked up by an aquacult. It also just turned to hentai.
Yeah, it really did. There was this one part, though, I think when I totally missed it, where he, like, when she's fighting the crab.
And she pulls out some butter. And
no, he pulls up and he says, Brom's teeth. And I thought for a second it was like, them's teeth. Like, ooh, them's teeth.
Them's teeth.
But no, it's Krom's teeth. So anyway, they get pulled under into this, like, sea area where all of a sudden they start like, so Conan chops off all the tentacles and he's like, I gotta get up because you know we need air and shit, and they can't, they're like, they run into like a smooth surface,
yeah,
where there's this big eye looking at them.
Yeah, what the fuck.
And so finally Conan finds his way to the top so they can breathe, and they realize that they're in like a basically like a fish tank.
They're basically a big ass fishbowl.
And he's like, what the hell? So he's like, well, fuck this. I'm not hanging out with this weird creep who's staring at us. So he like breaks the bottom of the fishbowl and everybody goes shooting out. And so that's when they find this like sorcerer dude.
Sorcerer is, what is his name?
Isn't he like her dad's brother?
Yeah, so it's this girl, it's his whatever girl's brother. Oh, I forgot her name. What's
it? It's her uncle, basically.
Because he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm testing you and stuff like that. And, you know, Conan rightfully so is like, what the fuck? I'm going to kill you. And the girl's like, nah, it's Revel.
Sure.
Neville.
Yes, it's
the wrestler.
Sure.
So he's like, but you know, this guy's like, hey, look, I need you guys to do something for me. And they're like, why? And he's like, well, I'll pay you, I guess.
Sure.
And he tells a story about how, you know, this girl's brother, or this girl's father, you know, this sort of Revel's brother. Basically, they learned how to be sorcerers. This sorcerer teacher gave his brother like a better thing, uh-huh. Like a better gift or whatever, or what,
like better power or something.
Better power. He gave him this amulet.
Oh,
and this
right.
Amulet corrupted their father because the father.
Do you remember that Family Guy where like they all get special powers, but like Meg got the shitty power of like being able to like grow her fingernails.
No, I don't remember that.
All right, but it's like that.
So he's like, he got this like amulet, and apparently it's a cursed amulet that made him kill Pelagia's father or boyfriend.
Sure.
And she's like, you know, and this you know, Revel was like, the thing around his neck that made him kill your father, you know, kill your boyfriend and stuff. And he's like, I want that thing, and we need so we can break the curse for your father. And like, I just want that amulet in general because I'm gonna do shit with it. You know, he sends him off on this mission, and Conan's like, I don't want to do it. And then he just ends up, the sorcerer ends up basically just sending them to do it anyways. So they're apparently, so he won't go because like, I'd go myself, but like the demons know me too well in this world.
Yeah, it's
like a bar. It's like, I can't go in that bar.
I can't go in there. Everybody knows me. It's kind of a problem.
Somebody's going to see me, and I'm going to have to explain why I'm here. And like, there's my face is on one of the pictures of do not serve.
Yeah, I passed too many shitty checks.
Yeah, he's a bad check. He bounced too many checks in Demonland. So yeah, so they go off to do this bidding, whatever, and they come up to this gate where there's a bunch of statues, and Conan's like, and she's like, you know, basically this girl's purpose is to be like, we can't do that. And Conan's like, I could do it.
To be like, I'm in trouble, save me. That's literally her job.
But Conan's like, yeah, I'm strong, I'll do it. She's like, oh man, that's awesome.
Her whole purpose is to just be like, no, don't do it. Or I need saving.
Yeah, but she's like, no, don't do it. Oh, you're doing it. Yay.
Now I'm in trouble.
But
save me, please.
So then there's a bunch of demons. They're fighting these statues, and they turn out to be fucking demons.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
with like multiple heads. I mean, they're just basically like your classic, like, it's a three-headed hydra. It's just a creepy monster with weird fangs.
Well, it's funny because they're constantly like surprised, like, oh my god, is he? But it's like, what do you think? It's a statue coming at you.
Conan, like, you've had how many issues? This is your 138th issue or something?
Yeah, right.
Like, you should be used to this shit by now.
You should be like, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another snake monster. Like, what are you gonna do? It's just a fucking Tuesday.
I guess I'll just hit it with this big stick and then throw a big rock on top of it.
That's what I usually do. I mean, like, what I do kind of want to, like, I feel like I'm not growing creatively.
Maybe we can mix it up. Maybe we can take him for some.
I'm always like, hit him with the stick, throw the rock on top of him. But maybe I should throw the rock on top of him and then hit him with the stick. Maybe you know, like, change it up.
How about I throw some baby powder in the face?
Yeah, what if I did that? What if I would like start like, did like a Sandman gimmick and like started like blowing baby powder in people's faces? I mean, you know, I'm just really trying to think of ways to like grow.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point, I want to point this out. There's some language in here that I didn't quite feel was, it's like way back.
A bunch of it.
Right. But I mean, it's something that kind of caught me off guard because they're talking to this wizard or whatever. And her her uncle. And she's like,
Uncle Wizard.
Uncle Wizard. And he's like,
do you remember Mr. Wizard?
100%. Yeah.
Anyway,
is he alive?
Oh, he must be dead by now. He was old when we were kids.
That's true.
I could look that up. I learned many things from Mr. Wizard.
Yeah. As Jen's looking at Mr. Wizard, basically there's this part where she's like, oh, you know, my father was protecting me even though he was evil or whatever. And he says, you forget, girl. It was your father who murdered your sweetheart. I don't feel like the word sweetheart makes sense in Chimeria, whatever it is they live in.
I don't know, because wasn't it like back in medieval times that was just kind of like a norm?
I feel like that's like a word that only came around.
No, that's been around for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Wizard died in 2007.
Oh, he lived a lot longer than
died June 12th, 2007.
Is that available anywhere?
YouTube. Oh. I've got a bunch of these clips on YouTube. I loved Mr. Wizard. It was such a great show.
Well, yeah, because you learned shit.
I did.
You'd be like, hey, check out this fucking explosion. And the kids would be like, nice.
Do you remember when he like took people on a fucking roller coaster to show them how that fucking shit worked? He was like holding popcorn.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Wait, he was holding popcorn on a roller coaster?
Yeah, or not, maybe not popcorn. He was holding something and it was like, you see how the like centrifugal force like keeps it in when we're going fast, but if you just like dump it over now and it'll fall out, but if, you know, because it keeps you in your seat, the whole thing, and that was kind of like the example.
I don't remember this.
Or the time where he was like, hey, let's put like a black balloon and a white balloon in the sun and see which one like gets air in it because black attracts heat. Never mind. I watched a lot of Mr. Wizard. Anyway.
just got a house full of black balloons. So anyway, so
anyway, so like they're fighting or whatever, and like during this, she like falls into a
pit of snakes.
Door, a pit. Oh, that's right. They fall into a pit of snakes.
Pit of snakes.
It's not. It's very Indiana Jones here, except that Conan is not terrified.
No. No, but apparently these snakes.
Yeah, they're like they're biting them, but like not breaking the skin.
Yeah, they're kayfabe snakes.
He's like, maybe they're from another dimension, but then she like disappears.
Right.
And he's like, because she's like, run this way, and then she's gone.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, she's not gone yet.
No, I skipped a page. I skipped the whole part where he climbs up. So he climbs up to this wall, and he sees like basically what looks to be
like a sacrifice.
Yeah, there's an altar with all these demon monsters.
And this is where she, and this is what we see from the cover. She's like tied kind of like on a meat hook.
Right.
Like by her feet. So she's hanging upside down, and there's just all these like monsters like around her, and they have like punctured her neck, so she's kind of bleeding, and he's like, no.
But they did it
very small.
They're like,
probably could have just been a scratch, really. We don't know if they did it or she just like got hurt falling into the pit, because you can't really tell. And so he's just like, time to stab, and he starts killing all these monsters.
Well, I like how he saves her here, because it looks like he's about to give her a tombstone.
Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of got to like, because she's upside down, obviously, and he's grabbing her and he's cutting the thing, but he's just, it just looks like he's about to like fucking
pile driver.
He's like,
you're not going to break my streak.
Oh, man, Undertaker v. Conan. I like that. Oh, that was, they already had that. It was him versus Roman Reigns.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Well, they had the same hair.
I mean, kind of. This guy has more, a little bit more AJ Styles-y hair if AJ Styles elected to get bangs.
You're right. Yeah, he does have an AJ Styles. He does. His hair does look kind of
bangs.
The bang community. Yeah. So he's saving her, and this he's like yelling at this girl to be like, she's like, what the fuck? You know, you weren't even. It's not even that bad of a cut. Get up.
Yeah.
You know?
Get up. Let's go.
And for the whole time reading this, especially here, I'm like, she's gonna turn out to be like some sort of monster,
or
something.
At least she didn't end up that way this issue.
Right. So
but doesn't mean she won't end up that way.
Yeah, maybe she. Maybe she ends up being.
Maybe
a monster.
She's the sorceress or whatever. They like go and are wandering through, and they find
her father,
find her dad, but kind of in like a jail cell, and it's like him and another old dude. I don't know who the other old dude.
Well, there's
is.
a bunch of prisoners. So there's a bunch of like prisoners all chained up to
and
this wall.
Like, oh, they're breathing, but they kind of look shitty.
They take the thing off his neck because that's what they came for.
I get it.
The reveille. Or
I
whatever.
Thought they came for the dad, but okay.
Well, they came for the dad, but the guy was like, "Look, get that thing off his neck." And this girl's like, but it's my dad, and I love him, and, you know, I want to give him a second chance because he killed my boyfriend. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to
take,
you know, Conan's like,
take the thing off his neck.
Take this thing off his neck. She grabs this thing, and then it turns out that turns him into a snake man.
Snake man. Like, he has a tail. He's like, oh, no, it's a snake man.
Yeah, she's freaking out over this tail.
It's all huge.
Turns into Jake the Snake Roberts.
And that is the end of this book.
Yeah. Yeah, and so basically it was all a trap, and Conan has to, and his girl have to contend with this. And the next issue is Shitty Rises. A shit rises. So that's it for this issue of Conan the Barbarian, number 138 from September 1982. Do you want to find out what happens in the next issue?
Well, I'm sure you probably couldn't tell, but I didn't really pay attention to what happened in this issue, so I'm going to go with no.
Yeah.
It did not hold my attention.
I kind of like this story. I was fine with this, but I don't... See, that's the thing. I don't want to go down a Conan hole.
Yeah, I'm not really into it.
I feel like that's a thing I need
sure
to...
I'm sure there's trades, right?
Oh, yeah, there's trades and stuff like that. I'm certain I can get a lot of the stuff collected, but I just don't know if it's like, oh, man, I need to get into Conan now. It's like,
yeah,
no,
I don't
I'm,
think I could be.
I've got enough
interested.
Shit to read.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I have so much shit to read.
I bought a Cerebus book the other day, and that's a close.
I have all my books about horrible epidemics and disasters and murders to read. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think I have all that before I have Conan.
Well, I am reading, I'm about to finish the, because I've been, you know, I take a while to read some of these trades, but
yeah,
the Mongol versus Superman trade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm at the one where it's the man who has everything or whatever it's.
Oh, yeah. That's whatever. A great one.
It's a great one. It's reprinted because it's basically, you know, Mongol shows up and gives Superman the Black Mercy or whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, he's in a trance or whatever. But there's this part in the beginning, I was telling you about this, how, like, Batman shows up with Robin, who at this time is Jason Todd, and he's brand new. And, you know, he's brand new Jason Todd. Mm-hmm. And Wonder Woman's there. Mm-hmm. And Wonder Woman's like, you know, she shows up and, you know, and she's dressed up like Wonder Woman, sure, or whatever. And she's like, all right, I'm going to. They're actually there for Superman's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the cartoon where they adapt this, they go for his birthday.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Because they're like, you know, they're like, oh, I've got presents. I'm like, oh, presents for Superman. Nice. Wonder Woman's like, all right, well, let's go inside because it's freaking cold out here. You know, and Jason turns to Batman. He says something like, she's like,
basically, oh, boy,
you basically, he's like, oh boy, look at her dressed like that. And like, Batman goes, think clean thoughts, chum. And then the next panel is just him being like, oy, oy, oy. It's really weird. Like, I was just reading and I was like, did Batman get a boner here? Like, what's going on?
Batman has a constant boner.
Just a constant rage hard on.
Yeah, he's got a lot of dance belts going on because he really does have a rage hard on.
So, anyways, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get the show. And please tell your friends. We would really appreciate all of that. So thanks again for listening, folks. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.